Standing in the Durham Museum's Great Hall, it is easy to feel the weight of the Union Station's history. This winter, the museum brings the past to life through exhibitions that reveal unexpected chapters of Omaha's history, all within its exhibition halls. Scott Eastman, the museum's director of marketing and PR, leads visitors through Omaha's Hot Trick, Knights, Lancers, and Mavericks, an exhibit exploring the city's surprising connection to hockey. Paired with the nationally touring interactive hockey exhibition, the show features locally curated artifacts and stories, including Omaha's near brush with the NHL expansion team in the 1950s.
So Omaha has an incredible hockey history. We had a pro team starting in the 30s. The Knights no longer survive today, but they are kind of, you know, succeeded by the Mavericks and the Lancers. And we were able to kind of pull from the hockey community artifacts and stories and lectures of Omaha's own hockey history. And one of the amazing things, we had historians come do a panel lecture. I did not know that Omaha had such high hockey attendance in the 50s that we were in consideration for an NHL expansion team.
Even if you're not a fan of sports, this exhibition is well worth visiting. It offers a meaningful look at an important moment in the Omaha's history.
I am not a huge sports fan. I don't follow a ton of sports, but live hockey events are just an absolute riot. They have such odd traditions, such specific enthusiasm. The crowds are nuts. They're slightly smaller venues, so it just feels more intimate. It's fantastic.
The revelation surprises even native Omahans like Eastman himself. But hockey isn't the only unexpected story Durham is telling this season. Just steps away, another exhibit reveals a different kind of display. One of pageantry, philanthropy, and art couture that transformed the very same space where hockey players once battled on ice. The Exarvin gown collection showcases 130 years of elaborate coronation customs, including designs by Anne Loeb, who would later create Jackie Kennedy's wedding dress.
This is the Exarvin Foundation, which is a philanthropic group in Omaha that's over 130 years old. And so they have an annual coronation where they used to nominate a king for the year and a queen. Now it's most honored citizen. They've updated a bit. The pageantry was just absolutely spectacular. We have some incredible high power designers represented in this exhibition.
The Exarvin Foundation began as an effort to elevate Omaha's reputation by bringing the Trans-Mississippi World Exposition to the city. For the exhibit, the museum pulled fragile gowns from its archives, pieces not often displayed due to the delicate condition. Photographs lined the walls, showing all 130 queens throughout every era, creating unexpected connections for visitors who remember attending coronations or recognize familiar names from decades past.
The two exhibits are here until January 11th, so while your friends and family are in town for the holidays, bring them on in. This is a great exhibit.
More information about current exhibits and future events at durhammuseum.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.